The new family rule of radical honesty had moved beyond a dinner table agreement and into a full-scale demolition of the tower's lifestyle. Robert stood alone in the center of the main foyer, the silence of the 20,000-square-foot mansion ringing in his ears like tinnitus. He looked at the thermostat. Minnie had always kept the house at 72 degrees, but now it felt sterile, like a museum after hours. At the apartment, Dorothy was sitting on the floor with her mother, both covered in eggshell white paint splatters. "You don't have to stay here, Mom," Dorothy said, wiping a streak of wet paint from her forearm. "Dad is going to lose his mind in that big house by himself." Minnie dipped her roller back into the tray, her movements deliberate. "Your father has spent 40 years building walls to keep the world out, Dorothy. Maybe he needs to spend a few nights inside them alone to realize what he's actually protected." In the analytics basement of Turquoise Software, James was the last one left. He wasn't working on the audit anymore, he was looking at a side project he'd started, a way to streamline the payroll without using the tower's proprietary, and bloated, software. He heard a footstep and looked up to see Robert standing in the shadowy doorway. "Working late, or just afraid to go home to a dark apartment?" Robert asked. James didn't close the laptop. "Both," he admitted. "But I also found a way to save this department 12% in overhead. And I did it without using your name." Robert stepped into the light, looking older and thinner than he had a week ago. "Keep working on it," Robert said, his voice surprisingly soft. "The truth is, James, the name isn't worth what it used to be anyway." As the clock struck midnight, the radical honesty had brought them to a strange crossroads. The children were finding their strength, the mother was finding her peace, and the patriarch was finally finding the exit sign to the life he'd spent decades faking. The saga of the Towers family wasn't over. It was just finally getting real.